fine. That's good. Okay, so we stopped at the bottom of the chesed off, right? The alidin who imetam mishkan moshav lihiton sfira sheva. Like Mora seems to be saying that it seems to be assuming that the counting of 7 clean days is a fundamental feature of azav. Right, so we're talking about the difference between azav that saw 3 times and azav that saw 2 times. Right, azav that saw 3 times and azav that saw 2 times are equally tame. Right, that's what the Mishnah said. The difference is azav who saw 2 times to become tahor is going to have to bring a korban. Right, in addition to seeing 7 clean days and going to Tovel in a spring, not in a mikveh. Yes?
Okay.
So the Gemara then says, if he's metame mishkav moshav, right? If he has that basic feature of his av, that he renders a seat that he sits on tame, even if he's not touching it, he renders a bed that he's sitting, that he's lying on tame, even though he's not touching it, and they become an avatuma, to then make any other person who sits on them, or any food that's placed on them, or any keli that's placed on them, tame.
Mm.
Right? So then, isn't it obvious that they would require 7 clean days?
Mm-hmm.
Says the Gemara. And look, Ora, the obvious, the reason why that would be obvious is because Metam Mishkav Moshav is the consequence of Zov of Ziva, right? Mm. But the counting of 7 clean days is definitional, right? You just haven't stopped seeing until you've counted 7 clean days. Right? So Shemeres Yom Gnei Yom Tachiyach Shemetam Mishkav Moshav Eina Tuna Sira Shira. No. We have a din called Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. Good morning. Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom is a Zava, right? What's called a Zava Ketana sometimes, right? So the Torah has a system of Nida, which is not applied these days, Halach L'maisa. We're much more machmir in this, but Mikra then, right? The Torah describes the following system, right? Complete with Halach L'maisa Mishinai details, right? 7 days, right? A woman who sees blood is now going to be tummy for 7 days. At the end of those 7 days, assuming she has stopped seeing blood, she can be tovel, right? She doesn't have to count 7 clean days. She just needs to get to the end of day 7 and not still be seeing blood. Right? After that 7th day, right, she now has 11 days, which we assume she will not see blood. If she sees blood within those 11 days, then she's what's called a zava. Now, the reason why is because to see blood so close together is actually a disease. Right? It's not normal. Mm. Right? Same way as zov for a man is a disease. Right?
Okay.
Now, if she sees blood for 1 day, then she will be tame for that 1 day with the full team tumas ziva, but it'll only be for 1 day. If she then sees for a 2nd day, the same is true. Until she sees for a 3rd day, and then she's what's called a Zava Gdola. And a Zava Gdola is now going to have to count 7 clean days, which is where we get our 7 clean days for Anida, because there's all sorts of different fears that go into it. I'm not going to go into details right now. But Shemeres Kiyon Yom is tame for only 1 day, and even so, she makes a chair, she sits on a bed, she lies down on tame. Right? And so therefore, you shouldn't assume that just because they're metame mishko moshav, they make a bed or a chair tame automatically to become an avatuma, right? That they would not be required to count 7 clean days. Cool. Talmud lomar mizovo vesafar. Mixa silver so far. There's mizovo vesafar. That's why we have the pasuk mizovo vesafar. Mizovo and then you should count. From mizovo and then you should count. Because even from a little bit of zov, he will have to count a full 7 days. Meaning from 2 times of seeing, he'll have to count a full 7 days. Even though he doesn't need to bring a korban at the end of those 7 days. He only needs to go to Tovel in a mayan. Cool? You understand?
Mm.
Awesome. Amar le Rav Papa la Baye. Rav Papa said to Abaye, Maishna hai mizovo de mirabi beizav bal shtei reiyos. Maishna hai mizovo de mirabi beizav bal shtei reiyos. Oh, the mimait beizav bal shtei reiyos. So it says, with one, in one case of mizovo, we exclude a Zav who's only seen two times from bringing Korban. In another case, we include a Zav who's only seen two times to count 7 days. Right, so why does one act to include and one act to exclude? Amarle, Isakataita Kailamavuti Huda Asa Lishta Kromi Ne. Zima Asia Mindina Shamarasim can yem to hear. Time violin is of, oh, let me go. Im Kane Lichtev Kravichi Taraza Velishtek Mizavo Lamalini Medal Zabash, they reir Shaton Svira Shiva. Says, if you would have thought that this one comes to exclude, right? It really comes to exclude a Zav who saw two times from bringing a korban, right? There.
Can't accept it.
Oh, sorry, to exclude him from counting seven, yes, thank you. Right, then he just wouldn't have said anything. He wouldn't have said anything at all. Right? Right? And then you could say that we would learn from Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom that it's possible to be in time Mishkan Moshav and still only need to count 1 day, not seven. Right? And if you were to tell me that Mizovo is necessary to teach us Mizovo Velominigo, right? That you become Tomet, that you can become Tahor from being a Zav even though you've still got Saras, we discussed this yesterday. Right? In that case, it could have just said in a different case that we've seen already, it could have said Vichit Harazov, and it wouldn't have to say Mizovo there. Right? So we're using all the Mizovos. Lama li lime dalzav, bal shtei reyuz, shetone svira shiva. Right? So it comes to teach us this din that a Zav who sees only twice has to count 7 days, and therefore we do have such a halacha, right? That any Zav will count 7 days. Cool? Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay. Mishnah. Ein mitzora muchlat, muskar la mitzora muchlat, ela priya u frima. In mentor mitoch, esker la tor mitoch muchlat, it is tiglachas vetzi porim. Okay, so there's no distinction between a mitzora muskar, meaning a mitzora who's been shut up in his house, and we're waiting to see if he's really, really, really a mitzora, and a mitzora muchlat, who we're sure he's a mitzora already, and he's been kicked out of the city, right? Except for priya, meaning letting his hair grow very long, he's not allowed to cut his hair at all, and prima, right, he's meant to tear his clothes. Right? Because he's in a, sort of, the Ramban on the service says he's in a veil on for himself.
What's a mitzvah?
It's like he's dead.
What's a mitzvah?
Somebody has saras.
Oh, okay.
Right?
It's a person that we know has it, or the person that we...
Rules with saras are that if somebody develops a nega, right, then the Kohen will shut him up in his house for 7 days.
Mm.
If it grows, then I'm giving the short version, right? Then the corn will kick him out of the city.
I'm saying the hair and stuff.
So a mitzora muchlat, somebody who we're sure of it, has to grow his hair, is not allowed to cut it,
sure
and they must tear their clothes.
I'm saying with the person who maybe has it, then we don't have to do that?
No.
Okay, that was what the Mishnah is saying.
That is what the Mishnah
is saying. I was just making sure.
Right, and there's no difference to somebody who became tahor after being shut up in his house to somebody who became tahor after being kicked out of the city. And except for the one who goes Kam Tara, and so after being kicked out of the city, he has to bring a korban of birds, and he has to shave all the hair on his body off.
Okay.
Leads to a fascinating discussion in the Gemara and Nazir about maybe shaving all your hair off is not asimi d'oraisa. Fine. Anyway. He said, Hadlin yin shulach v'tumma ze v'ze tam. Okay, but when it comes to sending them away, meaning not letting them into the base of Mikdash, and their tumah, they are equivalent, right? They have the same tumah. Okay? Now, a mitzora is very similar to tamei meis. Like, he has some elements of tamei zav, mainly it's tamei meis, right? So, for example, he walks into a room, everybody becomes tamei. Right? Okay. Where do we get this statement from? The Sani Rosh Mulmar Yitzhak Hamidur Avuna Teyaroa Kohen Mispachas Hi Vechibes Begadav Vetahor Tahor Mifriyo Frima Deme Ikro. Right, for we teach for Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak taught right in front of Rav Huna, right, the Kohen will be mitaher him. It's a mispachas, meaning it's a different skin disease. It's not one that renders him tamei, right? And he will wash off his clothes, and then he'll be tahor. So washing off his clothes means putting them in the mikveh, in Tanakh, right?
Tahor mi priyo prima de meikro.
That means that he doesn't have to grow his hair and tear his clothes that he might have had to do at the beginning otherwise.
Right? Amar li Rava ella meata gabi zav dichsiv ikzir atayer hasa bayit atayer beikra ika. Right? What does it mean? The zav is we also have vechi bes without avaher and he should wash his clothes and he will be tahor. Right? We have the same basic statement. And nobody thinks that that's retroactively saying he doesn't have to do something. That's saying he doesn't have to do something now. That he has to be mentar himself now. Right? That's not the way it works. Ella, tahor hashta milatame kli cheres be hesed. Rather, why? What must it mean? It must be a completely different halacha, that if he was to lean on a clay implement, or he was to move a clay implement, he won't render a tame.
Is by Zav or by Mitzora?
Mitzora, right? From now on, he won't render a tame, even though in the past he would have. Right? Afagav de hadar chaze loy mitame le mafreya. Oh, even though it starts growing again, right? Mm-hmm. Or he would have seen Rios again, right? If he's a Zav. He won't, whatever he touched in the meantime won't be tame, as though he were a full Zav or a full Mitzora. Right? There is a in between period when he will be treated as though he was actually Tahor. Okay? Hachanami Tahor Hashta Mitami Bevia Lemafreyas. Here too, he won't be mitami things when he walks into a house. Right? Like I said, a Mitzora is like a tame mace. When he walks into a house, everything becomes tame. So he won't be mitami that way. Retroactively, right? The time that we thought he was Tahor, he won't have that halacha attached to him, right? Even if he found out later on that we made a mistake, and really it was always still there, right? Because the Tzoras came back. Okay. And he was in only remission, right? El Amar Rav Hashta Mihacha Ve'atza Ruach Sherbo Hanega Misha Tzorasei Tliyo Begufoy Yatzazesh Ein Tzorasei Tliyo Begufoy Ela Be'yamim. Right, so it says, Rava says, rather, we're going to learn it from a different place. V'atzarua, the person with tzaras, that has in him the nega, that has the disease in him, right? So it says, Rava, we're talking about a Mitzora whose tzaras is dependent on him, on purely on his body, meaning on him healing, right? And not on a count of days. Right, so someone whose muskar is shut up in his house, but we haven't decided for sure he has tzaras yet, right? He can become tahor in 7 days, right? Because if it didn't grow... Right, and the Kohen will shut up again, but if it does, after 14 days it doesn't grow at all, then the Kohen will declare him Tahor. Right? Right, so it's really, his Tahara is dependent on days, not on him healing. He doesn't need to heal, right? I mean, he can if he heals, then for sure, but like if he doesn't, even if he doesn't heal, he can become Tahor. Right? Whereas somebody who is Mukhlat must heal to become Tahor. Right? So that's what it's talking about, right? So only the one who must heal to become Tahor, that's the one who brings the... who has to do Priya or Frima. Right? Amar le Abai responded to him, Elam ha'ata kol yamei asher ha'nega bo yitma mi she'tzarasa tliya begufoy hu ta'udotoon shuluach v'she'ein ta'udotzarasa tliya begufoy ein ta'udotoon shuluach. So Abai, you can ask a question then. From a similar pasuk, right? All the days that he has the tzaras in him, so maybe all the days that tzaras is dependent on his body, he will have to. So you won't be allowing him. You can't let him in the base of mikdash, right? Because that's when he has tzaras. That's when he's tummy. But until then, maybe you could. His tzaras is only dependent on days. Maybe you can let him in the base of mikdash. You could do that drasha in other places, which are similar wording. Right? I mean, if you would say that it's in fact the case, and we know, you can't say that because our mission is very clear that tumah is present in anybody who has tzaras, right? And so for sure they're not going to be able to enter the Beis Mikdash because the tamei can't enter the Beis Mikdash, right? So when it comes to shiluach, to being sent away from the Beis Mikdash because they're tamei, and making things tamei when they walk into the room, they will be equivalent. Amar le Yemei kol yemei the rabo it's mitzora muchlat ke muskar leshiluach, because it says yemei and it says kol yemei nigo, right? All the days that he is afflicted, right? That comes to include in case we're not certain he's afflicted but kind of looks like he is, those are days when he has full all the dinim of tumah associated with the ras.
Understand?
Yep. Can you say that one more time?
The drasha is in the word kol, right?
No,
all
get that,
the days.
I get that right. The, just the last part you just said.
So all the days that he's afflicted, he will have all the dinim of tumah associated with tzara, right? Including not being able to enter the base mikdash, and including being metame anything he anything in a house that he enters, just like a tamei mace. Okay, like just like a dead body. Excuse me.
So you're saying including when he shut up in his house?
Yes. Ihachi tigloras v'tziporim my time alone. Says in that case, why doesn't he have to shave all his hair off afterwards, and why doesn't he have to bring a korban? Should be the same. Because the Mishnah is very clear that they're not included, right? Says Rabbi, no. The word is like this, right? The Torah says we bring the korban, we shave off all the hair after the kohen had to leave the city to see if his saras was healed, right? Remember that only a kohen is entitled to make rulings on saras, right? So therefore, that'll come specifically to include someone whose tahara is going to be dependent on days and not exclusively on healing. Okay, that person will not have to shave his hair. They won't have to bring the korban because that is the Torah doesn't mention it for them. What? Everybody understands? Ain bein svarim l'svilin omzuzos ela shasvarim nichtavim becholoshin svilin zuz in glamel be'ashuris rashbago mer af besvarim loyntiru sheichtov sheichtovu shekotzvu ela yivon. There's no distinction between svarim meaning sifrei Tanakh, right, and svilin and mezuzos, except that svilin and mezuzos must be written in ksav ashuris, right? Sifrei Tanakh can be written in other languages. They don't need to even be written in Hebrew, let alone in that specific alphabet. Right? And then says the Rashbag said that only even other Sifrei Tanakh, even Sifrei Tanakh, were only permitted to be written in Greek, not in any language. Right? And the Gemara will give a drasha to explain why in a little bit. This Mishnah is, like many of the Mishnahs we've seen, is not 100% correct. Right? For example, when it comes to Yom Tov and Shabbos, there is another difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos, famously, according to almost all Rishonim. For example, there's no Chiyuv HaShalshus on Yom Tov, there is on Shabbos. Right? That was an example. Right? Most of the Mishnahs have exceptions. So, this one also has a very noticeable exception. It's called Sirtut. Right? Do you have to... So, what we do is we score lines in the parchment for a Sefer Torah, and for mezuzah, above the letters, and the letters are sort of hanging from that line, so you write in a straight line, right? And for tefillin, you don't need zirut. Right? That's not the only difference. That's easily the most famous. Right? There are certain differences still. Okay? But they're talking about in terms of the lettering used, in terms of the actual alphabet. That's what it means. There's no distinction between them. They must be written the same way, except for that if you're writing them in Hebrew, then you can write them in other languages or in Greek. That's the case in Greek. Alright? Okay, fine. However, when it comes to how I'm meant to sew pieces of parchment together, so I'm meant to use the sinews of a kosher animal, that's still true, right? And that's true for all of them. And to touch the cloth directly with your bare hands, that we discussed, it's aser and makes you tame, you make your hands tame. So that's also true for tefillin mezuzah, like it is for a sefer Torah, or for any sefer Tanakh. Svarim can be written in any language, says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah, beraminu. We're going to contradict this. Mikra shekatzvo targum v'targum shekatzvo mikra v'ksav ivri einem etamis yadayim anshi yichtevenu v'ksav asher etzal sefer ovidyo. Right. So if you have mikra, sefer Torah, or sefer far from Tanakh, that was written in targum, meaning in Aramaic, right? Or alternatively, words that were really written in Aramaic, but you decided in your Tanakh to translate them into Hebrew, or you wrote anything at all in Ksav Ivri, right, which is an alphabet that is older than Ksav Ashuris, it was used prior to Ksav Ashuris, right? They are then, it's not a kosher sefer, it's not Metame Siadaim, right? Until it's written in Ksav Ashuris and on cloth. Right? And in Dio, in the ink that you're meant to use, which is, it can't be erased. Right? Ama Rava Loikashi, so Rava said this is not a problem. Kan begufan shelanu. Kan begufan shelahen.
So we're talking. So says the. He says this is the difference is the difference is between is not between language the languages is correct, right? The point about languages says Rava is true, right? You can write either in all languages or you can write in Greek, but that doesn't say anything about the letters. You're still meant to use Ksav Ashuris. Oh, yeah, that doesn't mean you're allowed to use Greek letters or Latin letters or any other letters, right? That is the point that the Mishnah that is the point that Braisa was making, not contradictory points. Okay, Shkoyach, we will continue. Please start with that tomorrow.